ועם דף י"ב עמד בייס, אמר רב יהודה משמול הלוכה כרבי יסי. We hear the three-way machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Acherim, what exactly is the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Yossi had said that by Matonis and Chala, everyone is made, that one is permitted to be Meilech Lekayin. The whole machloikis is by Trumah. By Truma there's a machloikis that Truma that one was mafresh Erev Yontev, one is permitted to give it to the Kohen in Yontev. And Beis Hillel is mater. It's Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Aloche ke Rabbi Yossi, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi says, Aloche ke Rabbi Yossi, Balibet de Beis Hillel, Afilo Truma nami muta lahilech, that Truma that was hufresh may esmael, one is permitted. The whole Iser is only hafroshe, but after it was mufresh, so then one is permitted to give it to the Kohen. Rav Tuvi berei de Rav Nechemya havelei garbe de chamre de trume. He had a barrel of wine. Also lekame de Rav Yosef, amalei marlam tuye lekoyen heidne. Am I permitted to give this to a Kohen in Yontif? Amalei ochi amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Seems there's a problem in Rishonim how Rav Nechemya had a galva de chamra. Seems he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. How he had a galva de chamra de trume. Amal kaponim, Tumor brings down this maise. You have to understand what the Gemara is Moisef with this. We had before Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, then that's the Gemara brings down the Psa Maise that Rav Yosef Paskin like that. Perhaps Eiro Alocha LaMaise is more Choshev than Stamazai. We see Rav Yosef LaMaise, he was Meira like this, so it seems this is a bigger Biro that we talk a Paskin like this. Ushpezichnei de rove barav chonon havelei asur yoso de chardele. The balabos of rove barav chonon had chavilois of chardel. Omalei mao lefruchei umeichul minayo biyontev. She wanted to know, she permitted to be mefarech the sharbitim of chardel, to take out the zroim of chardel in yontev. Rashi says, Asur Yoso Chavilois Shel Chardel. These were bundles of Chardel Bisharbitim, and seems in their pad. Bazera Besaychon. Malef Ruchei Asharbitim Ulohitzi Azera Biyontev. Mishori Biyontev. What are the study Ashaila? Is it permissible in Yontev Keshchite Chebishel? It's Eichel Nefesh. I do make even the Efsher may Erev Yontev loy the Teldes Dishe, since this is Efsher may Erev Yontev. So Rashi Lishitosai, Rashi in the beginning of Perek Ein Tzodin, holds that, that in the Meleches Eichel Nefesh, it's only permissible Meleches, which can only be done in Yontev. I mean, Shchita fi Yabishol, it's fresher, it's tastier. So then, one is permitted to do it in Yontev. But Rashi says, Tzedas Dogim, you could do this Erev Yontev, you could trap the fish Erev Yontev and put it into a small container, and the fish will, and then you could, and it'll be just as fresh. You could put it into a small area, we don't have to be tzad again, and you could use it on Yontev. So therefore, Tzedas Dogim is also because it's Efshem Erev Yontev. So this is Shitas Rashi, that a filum meleches eichel nefesh efshe laseisam me'erev yontev is also beyontev. So me'mele, so that's the shayla over here. The shayla is, this is teldes dishin, it's efshe laseisam me'erev yontev. Doesn't spoil. So me'mele could be, it's, It's not permissible. So that was the shaila. Lehavi biyadei, so he didn't know what to answer him. Also lekamei derovit, so it seems Rav Bar Avchana came to Rovit. Omalei meilulin melilois omefarchen kitnieis biyontif. So Rashi says meilulin melilois didosh kila'acha yatu. This is adishe kila'acha yat. Afilu b'Shabbos lav diyaraisehu elu midarabona. So Shabbos also said the Rabbona, since it's kalach hayad b'yontev leigozo. They said they weren't gozer in yontev. The Pshteg Leital explains a little the Meilum Malilais is they used to put these Shibolim, they used to put Pekapish Yodov in his palm, and they used to, in Meshavshif, it seems, Megalgaloi Biyodoi, Vachitim Neiflim Mealeim, and then the Chitim separate themselves from the Shibolim, from the husks. So the Eglital says, in derech lasis ela bekeli. The normal way this procedure is done with a keli, not by rubbing it with your hands. So the mele, so that's called a dishik ala achayat, and it's also niyosim idarabonan beyond the legoza. That is what Rava answered him. Eis ve'abayes, abayes takashe terove. We learned hamaylu melileis me'erev Shabbos. The person is maylu melileis me'erev Shabbos. Lemocho menafeyach miyad liyad. Just let's know what the problem is. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Siman Takyud explains, Azirainim acher shenispalchu mehashibolim, Adayin heim mu'urovim im hamoitz. So there's shibolim and there's moitz and there's the zeroinim. So they're still mu'urim with the moitz, they're still not edible, so we have to be boirer the oichel from the psoilus. They're still mu'urim with moitz. It says, amoilo melilis merev Shabbos. So the nisparik from the shibolim is lemocho menafeyach miyad liyad, is menayer. Is menaya from one hand to the other hand. It seems he did the near alone, or he blows on it. And that is mavdul, the psoilus from the oichel. The oichel. Avoloi bekinoi, but he's not permitted to use a funnel. Voloi betamchoi, he's not permitted to put it into a large ka'ore by putting it in this large car, it also would separate itself, the oichel from the psoilus. That is also in Shabbos. Amoilo melilois me'erev yontif. The person is meilo melilois me'erev yontif. And then in yontif he has again this problem that is roim or me'urev b'moitz. Is lemocho menafeyach al yad al yad. So here in yontif is permitted to be Boirer, the Zroim from the Moitz, now Yad al Yad, but just a little at a time. Voichel, Afilo Bekinoin, he is permitted to use a funnel, Afilo Betamchoi, Avoloi Betavlo, Voloi Benofa, Voloi Bekavor. These Kalim are large Kalim, which are normally used when one wants to be Boirer a large amount of Zroim. So this is Aser in Yontev, because Sniris wants to do the Tzayra Chayl if he uses such large scaling. But Al Kaponim, Akinin, and Tamchay is Mutter. And Abayis Kashya was that it seems that from this Parais, it seems that it's only permissible to be Meilum Melilis Erev Yontev. Meilum Melilis Erev Yontev, so then we have a Shaila, how do we make the Breiris Amelilis? So me'erev yontev in, b'yontev lois, avayis tois, it is also in yontev. So Rav answered him, afilu teime b'yontev, it's also permissible in yontev, ואיידי דתון הרי שמערב שבס תון הסייף הנמי מערב יונטף. He kept on ערב יונטף, he wanted that was the flow of the Baraisa, so he started off with ערב שבס, so he said ערב יונטף. Let us see Rashi. מלילו שלחיתן שמילו ביודוב כשהן רקים. גבי שבס גרסינן מיד ליד, גבי יונטף גרסינן על יד על יד. מיד ליד שלוי כדרך חיל. That's not the way one is better than חיל. כנאים, כלי הוא ראשי אחד רוחב, the one side is, the top of it is wide, like a funnel, והשני עושה כמין מרזב, קוצר, then there's, that's the second part of the funnel, ונויס נקיטניס בסייך הרוחב, ומנעניה, and he shakes it ve'oichol mizgalgol derech ha'marzev v'apseiles nishar bekeili. Tamchui k'ore g'doyle al-yad al-yad ma'at ma'at avloi betavle temerzi kemandi oved le'tzerech mocher, because if we use these large kelim it would seem the breire is le'tzerech mocher shein derech lasses bekeilim alolu ala'harbe. That's why they answered these large kelim. מערב יונטב אין, המילה מערב יונטב תוני, like תוני המילה ביונטב, so it seems that מלילה is also ביונטב, so the rabbi said no. ריחב תון, since he started off ערב שבס, he says ערב יונטב, but who had been ביונטב, one is permitted to make מלילה. פייק תגמורה, so if one is permitted to make מלילה in יונטב, אם כן מוצינו תרומה שזעקוי בהרמוסה. So then it shaykh eichetimtze that there should be a chiyuv trume chal en yontif. That means a person, and this pshat is stated in Shita Mekabetzis, according to Shita's Rashi, emphatesis akashe, that so there's a possibility like this. We it's very difficult to find the eichetimtze that there should be chal achiyuv trume in yontif. That means normally, let's say a person will bring, after gemar meloche, you made gemar meloche erev yontif. Suppose you bring it in after that, that's a problem. You made the gemam, so if you made, there was a gemam maloch erev yontif, you brought it into the house erev yontif, so the chiyuv hafrosh estrume was chal erev yontif. So you're not permitted to be mafresh in yontif. You have to have a hechetimtze that the gemam maloch was in yontif. Usually you can't have a gemam maloch in yontif. So the Gemara says, but if you say that one is permitted to eat melileis, to be melo melileis in yontif. So then, if a person will bring in chitim in yontif, will bring in shibolim in yontif into his house, so we'll see soon, with this, the havo of shibolim, b'seich habayis, l'tzeirech melilis, is called gmar meloche. That means there are different shimushim that one can have from chitim. For example, if a person wants to make flour out of the chitim, so then the basic preparation of the chitim is that it has to be after disha, and then you have the kernels which are ready to grind. The grinding of the kernels is not the process. There are two inyonim by tvue. There's the processing of the tvue that it becomes roi to use. That's one thing. And then, after that, then you start using it. For example, the Ra'o says that tchine there's tchine bechitim. Tchine is not the processing of the tvua. When you grind the tvua, so that's the hechsher achila. That means now there's a stage of tvua, and then after you have processed tvua, then you do pa'ulas to be machsheret la'achila. So after Disha, that is called processed tvua. So it means it's separated, you made the you were Zayden and Dosh, and you did all these malachas. Now you have processed tvua. Processed tvua, that's bo besoich habay is chayiv betevel minatayre. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. So and so then you chayiv. Then you're chayiv, then you're chayiv betevel. Then you're chayiv, then it's called tevel minatayr, and you're chayiv to be mafresh trumas amaisos. Now, for example, let's say, in Yontev, a person will bring in processed tvuah. So what could he do with it? I mean, if he'll bring it in, let's say, to grind, you're not allowed to be teichen on Yontev. So it's not shayach the hechetimtze of riyas pnei abayis and gemal meloche in yontif. No, if you'll say that one is permitted to be meilol melilis in yontif, so we'll see. So the gemal meloche of melilis. So the gemal meloch, you don't have to make disha if you want to make the meilol melilis. Bringing in the shibolim the way they are into the bayis in yontif is considered that is the gemar meloche, and there was riyas pnei abayis, and it's chayiv betevel min ha-teire. So now, if a person will bring in yontif shibolim l'tzeich melilis, so be'emesin, so as soon as he brings it in and he wants to be meilo melilis, and you tell me he's permitted to be meilo melilis, so memele, so it's considered the gemar meloche was in yontif, the riyas pnei abayis was in yontif, became chayiv and tevel in yontif. So just like the haloche is, if a person is megalgal and ise in yontif, the chayiv tevel became in yontif, he's mechuyiv to be mafresh chalav. So if a person brought in shibolim l'soich beisoy in yontif to make melilis, so that's called, shibolim is called the gemar melocha for melilis, you don't need more than that. Just like a person will bring in pistachio nuts, so he doesn't have to, he'll shell them, that's the hechsher achil already what he does, that's not for the taking off the shells, that's the oifen achila, but that's called as a gemar meloch already, could be used now l'tzorech achila. So she's bechayiv, so we have a hechetimtze, that there's chal achiyiv trume min ha-teire beyontiv, and you should be permitted to be mafresh trume beyontiv. Now we had the whole sugya, the Mishnah said, she'ein zakoi barom osa. The Mishnah had said, and the Braise said, that Trum is unique, that there is no Echetimtze, that one is permitted to be Meirim Trume Beyontif. So the Gemara's Kasha is, if one can be Meilo Melilis, so there's a certain type of Achilas Chitim, that the Chiv can be Chal in Yontif. That means he brought in the Shebolim in Yontif to be Meilo the Melilis. So we have already a gemar meloch and a riyas pnei abayis as soon as he brings the shibolim. So memele, so in yontiv was chal the chiyuv, in yontiv was chal the chiyuv tevel, and memele should be mutter to be mafresh trum. In kain, let us see Rash, the meil and melilas beyontiv, that this is permissible, matzino trume. So we have a trume that he's permitted to be meirim. He's permitted to eat it through being meilo the melilis. The stam shibolim le mafrishin trume at sheyase dogo. normally shibolim, you're not mafresh trume, there's no chiyev afresh trume, ad sheyase dogon. And dogon is pshat that you make a kri, you make a pile of tvue, a processed tvue, and that's the gemar melofe. But b'hamoylulon b'yontev la'ochlon, but if a person will be moylul in yontev, these shibolim to eat them, mafrish mem truma al koche, because for this achile, you don't need a dogon, actually yasu dogon, you don't need processed tvua for this. You take the kernels in the husks and you moylul them. So there's a gemar melocha already that's for this achile, for this ayin achile, there's a gemar melocha, and it was chal in yontev. That was the kasha on Chove. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha, or Rebbe, or Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda. That means, you're asking a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a statement that we never find that one should be permitted to be mafrish, trume, in yontev. So he said, Bemison is a machloikist annoying this. Or Rebbe, or Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanye. We learned about Reise, Hichnish Shibolim Lasois Mehem Isa. A person brought Shibolim into the Bayis, Lasois Mehem Isa, and the purpose is that he wants to make an Isa, he wants to, first he wants to process the Chitim, then he wants to grind them, and then he'll make an Isa. Is Oichel Mehem Aroi Upoto. So before he made the Gmar Moloche, so there's no gemar meloche, so it doesn't become tevel. In order for it to become tevel, there are two tnoim. You need rias pnei abayis, if he intends to eat it, not to sell it. If he intends to eat it, you need rias pnei abayis, plus gemar meloche. So if he was machnish shibolim lasis memise, so the shibolim, before he made a gemar meloch on the shibolim, so you have arias pnei abayis without a gemar meloche, and therefore there's no chiyuv of tevel. It's not tevel min ha-teire. It's oichel mem aroi. So kozen it's not tevel min ha-teire. They were matter to eat the shibolim aroi. Upotar, this potar to be mafresh meiser. Because the gmar meloche the gmar meloche for what this is aimed, to make kemach. So the gmar meloche is disha, and then you make a pile. That's the gmar meloche for tvua, which is aimed to be used l'tzerech kemach. So there's no gmar meloche. So he's permitted to eat disha bolim achilas aroi. But what if he brought in these shibolim? He doesn't intend to make kemach out of this. He intends to be moilu these melilas. He's going to take these, the kernels which are in the husks, and he's going to go and separate them. That's all he has to do. Is Rabbi Mechai. So Rabbi says, so he's mechuyev, so this is considered, so then shibolim, is so for melilas, shibolim is called the gmar meloch. You don't have to process the tvua more than it is. If the only intention is to be moilo melilas, so it's called, I'm bringing in processed food in the bayis, so it becomes tevel min ha-teire. So Rebbe is mechayev. To be mafresh truma samaisos. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda poit. Now let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. La'olam moilolim melilos l'divrei hakel. So Rava says as follows: that in Hilchos Yom Tov one is permitted to be moilolim melilos. But the kasha long, so asking a kasha im kein motzino truma. So, if one is permitted to be Meila Melila, so a person will bring in Shibolim in Yontif, so as soon as he brings it in, and he wants to eat it, so there should be a heter afroshe. Shazab koi baramose in. So you're right, Take. Vade motzim, you're right. This Take, eichetimse, that one, that the chiev trume is chal in yontiv, and there's a heter afroshe in yontiv. But it's a machlokes tanoim. Alibe de Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the Omar yesh trume b'melilois, that is a chiyav afroshes trume, the person is machnish shibolim l'shem melilois. So you're right, 100%. Umas nisen diktoni loy motzino, our Mishnah said that we don't find the hechitimtze, that there should be a chiyav afroshes trume chal in yontev, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehudi. The Omar ain't trume b'melilis. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda says there's no chiyuv trume if a person brings in shibolim l'tzorech melilis. Oichel mehem aroi. Now the first case was he brought in shibolim l'tzorech kemach. He wants to make kemach out of it. So the gemar meloche for this shimush is you have to make kedisha and akri is kolzman shaloi doshon umolchon bekri. So kolzman you did not make kedisha and you did not make molchon bekri. Molchon bekri is that's the they made a pile of tvua and they smoothed out the pile. That's ready. That's called processed tvua, which is now ready to be machsheret lachile. And that's it. Is loinigmerom melachton letrume. So if you want this tvua letzerech kemach, so the process of this tvua only comes after dishe umolchon bekri. So memele, so kozman, it is in a matzav of shibolim. So it's before gmar meloche. He is pnei abayis before gmar meloche. But let us be medai from the Lashon of Rashi. But Rashi seems to be saying, maybe Rashi says, that what will be when he will make midisha and miruach, that means he brought in shibolim into his house. There's no chiyuv, there's not tevel, because there's no gmar meloche. So Rashi says, is kolzman shloi doshan umolchon bekri, loy nigmero melachton letrume. So it's not chayiv betrume. But what'll be if it'll be doshan umolchon bekri? Then it'll be chayiv betrume. That's the mashmois from loshan Rashi. So the Rosh Yosef explains that be'emeson, this is a machlekes harishoinim. Machlokes Harishonim is Tosfos in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. There's a famous memra of Rabbi Shaye, Amachnis Tvua B'moit Shaloi, is, it seems, Yoichel Achilles Aroi. And Tosfos explains, so since the Derech, normally, when you bring Tvua into the Bayis, you bring processed Tvua, so the Rias Pnea Bayis, which is a chelik of the mechayev of tevel, has to be the way normally the riyas pnei abayis is. Normally you bring in processed tvua into the bayis, and then it becomes tevel. If you chnisan b'moit shaloi, so that's not called riyas pnei abayis. That's not how tvua is normally brought in. So afilu you'll process it in the house, it's still not tevel min ha-toyra, unless you'll take it out again and bring it back again. Just like there's halachas in Riyas Pnei Abayis, you have to be machnes derech hashar. If you'll be machnes derech gagim v'chatzeres, it's also not Riyas Pnei Abayis. There's a seder of Riyas Pnei Abayis, and the Riyas Pnei Abayis of Tvua is, that's how normally it's brought into the house. It's normally brought into the house processed. That's how Tvua is brought into the house. But Kertesis says in Bob Metzia, there are peiris takeh, which are brought in unprocessed. That's a shteiger. You bring in these peiris unprocessed and you process them in the house. So there, the gmar meloch in the house will make a tevel. But by tvue, the shteiger is, you bring into the house, you don't start processing in the house the tvue. So you bring it to the house processed food. So Taisus says if you process it in the house, it won't become terrible. That is Shitas HaTaisus and Bab Matziah Daf Pei Chesamid Beis. The Rambam Shita the Rosh Yosef says is that doesn't matter. That you'll bring it into the house. Ichnisam b'moit shaloi, you'll bring it in unprocessed and you'll process it in the house. It also becomes tevil d'oraisa. As long as you have these two factors, there was riyas pnei abayis and gemar meloche, it's tevil d'oraisa. Zokta Rosh Yosef, and that is Shitas Rashi in our sugya. Rashi says the same thing. Rashi says, Oichel mehem aroi kol zman shaloi doshan umochon bekri loi nigmer malachta letrume. Kol zman der shibolim yelati in it aroi. You make dishi, you make meruach. And no taka become tevo de reise. And the Rosh Yosef is meurer, Rashi im psochim daftesa med aleph, by the member of Rabbi Shaya, his nisim b'moich loi, Rashi says they're klo nitazai, Rashi says, if you listen to Moitzloy, if you make dish and meruach, it's still potter. That's what Rashi says over there. So the Rosh Yosef is sustiren Rashi. Kvegas sustiren Rashi. Okay, that's a problem. But Al Koponim, this is Rashi Shita. Al Koponim, Rashi, and if you'd give him a medal of a Mesechdes Beyeh, seems to hold like the Shita Sarambam, that it doesn't matter if the Gemar Malacha comes after the Riz Bnei Bayis, before the Riz, as long as you have both Chalokim, it becomes Teb. Now, what is Lemayla Lon Bimlilots? So he brings in Shibolim, so he's allowed to eat, the Shibolim, Ethan Shibolim Lashes Mem Isa, so the Shibolim is not the Gemar Malacha for what his intended usage is. So he's allowed to eat an achilas aris, so it's not tevil. What if he brought in shibolim lemoilalon bimlilis? He wants to be moilam bimlilis, hichnison laochlon ma'at ma'at al yedei melilis. That's his intention. He doesn't want it. He's going to eat the kernels. That's what his intentions are. Is Rebbe mechayev betrumet? So Rebbe says, Yechayev betrume, shelo yeochel mehem aroi ad sheyafrish. You're not permitted to eat it till the bimafrish trume. It's tevil deraisa. Lefi shachnososon bishibolin hi gmar melochen. That means if the usage will be achilas melilis, don't have to process it more. This is the gmar, that's all you need. You bring in shibolin, you don't have to do more, you don't make dishe. And then you melo the melilis. So whatever, so memela, so this is the gmar meloche. This is the gmar meloche. The Kelter Ra'or says, the melo melilis is the hechsher achile. Now you can eat it with the shibolim. So he's medame, melo melilis to trine. You don't have to make trine in order to be mechayev. Trine is the hechsher achile. You make a hechsher achile leila. But the chiyuv of trume, the iser tevil, comes together with when the tvua becomes processed. So this, for achilas melilis, this is enough process. So Rebbe mechay betrume shlo yoichu mehem aroi ad she yafrish, lefishach nososom b'shibolim, entering the house, in the matzav of Shibolim, higmar melachtam. So I brought in processed food, which is for achilas melilas. This is processed food. Shein soifoy lovoy lidei goyren ache. There is no other stage of processing which will be necessary. V'zeu geramam. That's all the processing you need. The next step is hechsher achilim. The melila is hechsher achilim. So memela, so yechayiv betrume min ha-teire. That's what Rebbe says. V'Rebbe Yosi b'Rebbe Yehuda poiter. Rebbe Yosi b'Rebbe Yehuda paters degoncho ksit. It says reishis degoncho. Vahainu, what does the goncha mean? Vahainu miruach den digun elo kibbutz bekri. That means that the only gmar, when does it have when is there a chiyuv tevil? If it's the goncha, to make a digun, to make a kri, to make a kibbutz bekri,
Here I'm not going to make a kibbutz bekri. That means the kibbutz bekri was only made after Disha. They made it after Disha, then they put it together, they made a kibbutz bekri. Here you're not going to do this. If you're not going to do this, so there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv trum, it's not tevel. So therefore, he's still permitted to eat an achilas aloi. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that the Emerson, we have a machloikes tanoim, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, if achnosa letzairach merlilis is a mechayev bafroshes trum, or is not mechayev bafroshes trum. So einach hanami, according to Rabbi, that's mechayev bafroshes trum, so if a person will bring in shibolim in yontif to eat, he's got to do that in Yontif. So the Mele, so as soon as he brought it into the house, there was a Gmar Meloche together with a Rias Pnei Abayis, so he'll be Mechayev to be Mafreshit. So the Mele, and if he wants to eat it, he wants to be Mele Malilis, so he has to be Mafresh Trumas. According to Rabbi, there is such a Musig of Afreshes Trum in Yontif also. Yontif is, Trum is no different Then Chale and Matonis, you can also be Mafresh Trum and Yontif. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, Kozman, there's no Gmar Meloche. Kozman, there's no Gmar Meloche. So, Gmar Meloche means, Asiyas, you make a Kri, a Kibbutz Kri. So that's after the Dishe. So it's not Chaye Betrume. So, the Rosh Yosef asks a kasha, so Elohei Yosef Eichetimtze, Yev Eichetimtze, he made the Gmar Meloche Erev Yontif, he made the Dish and the Kri, and now in Yontif will bring it in. So he tainis, it's Mukze, the Steiger is, you don't, this is a Ha'ore. I mean, what is he going to do with it in Yontif? I mean, if it's not aimed for Malilis, it's, okay, that's a problem. The Rosh Yosef asked this for Akasha. He says about, the Tahor. But for some reason, the Gemara did not mention this. There was a Gemara Malacha before, and he was machnesed in Yontif after the Gemara Malacha. So Al Kaponim, so, we don't have a case. That means let's just think about the two cases which our Gemara is speaking about, that he brought in Shibolim. So if he intends to make dishes, so the Baal is no Gemar Meloche. So it's not Chai Betrume. If he doesn't intend to make dishes, so it's not Chai Betrume. So Baiter is no Heter Bafroshes Trume. So our Mishneh that says that you're not permitted to be mafresh trum in Yontif is going to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Frek the Gemara, it's not such a good teretz. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda nami mashkachas lo. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, I'll find you a case that there'll be a gmar meloch in Yontif with shibolim. What is the case? Kigoin shehichnis shibolim lasais mehem isim. He brought in the shibolim erev yontif. Lasais mehem isim. So fine. So it's before gmar meloche. So there's no, it's not tevel. V'nimlach aleihem lemoilalon beyontif. And then he decided in yontif that he's not going to use the shibolim for flower purposes, he's going to make a nisa out of it. No, he decided in Yontif, the shibolim is going to use limelila. So the Gemara says, Safilu, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, the tivle b'yoyme. So now, by his decision in Yontif, to use it for melilas, that will make it tevel in yontif. So I have a hechetimtze, I feel according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that you should be chayev betrume in yontif. You should be permitted to be mafresh. That the chayev truma was chal yontif, and it is permitted to be mafresh. Let us see Rashi. Upochina l'rove da'oma moilolon, according to Rove that says moilolon, so that means there's always an eitzah that a person can decide to be moilol the shibolim in yomtev, is Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda nami ishoris l'moilolon b'yomtev, if it's permitted to be moilon b'yomtev, so memeila mashkachas lo al kochoch shezakoi baramosa, so now I'll find for you a case that he's permitted to be mafresh trume b'melilis, by melilis. I feel according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. What is the case? Sheikh Nisan lasais iso bedisha umiruas. Now Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda said, if a person brought in tvue litzoyrech melilis, the havo b'seich habayis is not mechayiv trume, because you need a havo l'tzeirich dogon. You need dogon, and that's not called dogon. But he brought it into the bayis. He wants taka to make a dogon. He wants to make a kri. Lasa is ise bedisha emiruach. So there was havo l'tzeirich dogon. V'nimlach aleihem l'moylolom, and then later he decided he's not going to make this doggo. No, he's going to be moylol these garinim. That's neon kulalim lilas. He's going to put them away for melilas. Dal kolchacho moyde bohu Rabbi Yosi. So here Rabbi Yosi will be moydem. The tivlon, that it becomes tevel, biyoyim shen nimlach aleihem. The day he decides that he's going to eat these, make melilas out of these shibolim, so then it becomes tevel diarais. Why? The kiv and deich nison l'shem goyrin gomu, because b'shas deriyas pnei abayis. It was Ariye l'shem goyren gomor. Then he brought it in. He brought it in to make a goyren gomor. His yod lehem toires trumes umais. So already he was chal. So this is Ariye's pnei abayis that could be mechayiv trumes umais. It was avol l'toich abayis l'tzeirech dogo. So there's already a potential chiyuv. Now you need gmar meloche. So when he decides to make melile, nasis achnososoi goyren. So now that what he brought in becomes a goyren. That means that is a gmar meloche. So if a person will be meiled beyontev, al kolchoi meirim trumoso. So we'll have to bring truma. So Emerson, one has to be a baki in Hilchus Roim to understand the oimek advarim. It seems it's not too poshit, because the Shit Mekabetzes asks on Rashi, who says? So al kaponim, Rashi al kaponim, that who says that it has to be like this? Al kaponim, Rashi is telling us, it's a chiddush that there's two halachas. There's one halacha, the havo has to be letzoyrech dogo. That means if I'm bringing. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What is pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the eino zakoi baramoso, if one can be moilu melilas, so there's a possibility that one wants to eat the melilas in yontif. And the chiyuv trume was chal in yontif. Either the havo was biyontif letzeirech melilis, Well, the avo was before, and the hamloche was beyond the letzeich melilas. So, mamele, it shayach agmal maloche in yontif, with an afsharis to eat it, and he should be permitted to be mafresh trume. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Elomai trume, roiv trume. Roiv trume. That roiv trume is, most of the times, it's not shayach that there should be chal achiv trume in yontif. Taki, you found the echetimtze. But roiv trume is the usually the chiyuv truma is chal before yontif. So mamela, so most of the time there's no efshores to be mater afroshes truma in yontif. Zok Rashi. Elo mai trume, roiv trume garsim. The goros elo mai islach lameima. Elo loi teime ho rebi yoisi. Don't say what we said before that according to rebi, tak et shaykh afroshes trume. Now Mishnah is going according to rebi yoisi. The bein le rebi, bein le rebi yoisi, metukme. The Mishnah can go according to both of them. O mai trume, des namas nis, nene zakoi baramoso. Roiv trumas kama, most of the time, sheyeshnon, because most of the time, sheyeshnon, they disha miruach. Most of the time, they are disha miruach. Behein me'erev yontif, so it's already me'erev yontif, it was, me'erev yontif, it was already chayiv betrumen. Let us see Taisvus. Ho Rabbi Yosi, Perish Rashi, Uma Shemotzino, the Zakoi Baramosa, that one could be Zakoi Baramosa, Aina, leave it the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Omar Yesh Trume Bemalilis. The Rebbe says this Halachi of Trume, if you want to be Mele Malilis. The Sovadach Nasos and the Malilis, Aino Grono. That the Achnos of Malilis, Aino Grono, that is the Gerb, that's the Gemar Maloche. So they bring the Shabbat, and that's the Goyim. Ah, well, must listen to Tony Lemetzin, I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yud. Go, ma ain trume be melilis. There's no chiyuv trume. If you want to eat it melilis, that dogon kopet rachmona. Ve ain ze ele kibbutz ba'alma. This is not a dogon, this is not a kri, this is samzi bring on tzerch melilis, this is a kibbutz ba'alma. And so this is not called ma meloche. So that's not called a hachnosa lebayis l'tzeirich gmar meloch. Besomer l'tzeirich dog. Besomer garsina. V'yeis v'v'yudi nami mashkachas lo. That if he was nimlach. Mashma l'peirushe. So Taisva says, he says, we're having a problem, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's no issa achilas tevel. Then told the Gemara Meirechen Timtze with Chnisan Masisise and Nimlach. But without that, there's no Yisrael Teva. Mashpa Leperushe, the Rabbi Yosi, Afilu Achilas Kva Yochel Lechel Boloi Maisa. That one can eat an Achilas Kva Boloi Maisa. Im Hoyo Mechayiv Bachilas Kva. If a person would be Mechuyiv Bachilas Kva, Mashkaches lo le Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda zakoi baramosa bachilas kva. I mean, so Taisva is talking as follows. And Dachsach Medrash Yosef says that Taisva is going l'shitosai. That means, if you're going to make a gemar meloche, if you're not going to make a gemar meloche, It's only chayim in the rabbon and saiva side, because the achnosa was, if you're machneshi bolim and lady make gmar meloche, so it's only a tevel the rabbon. So Taisva says, so what's the whole problem? Filu before gmar meloche, achilas kva is also. So Taisva says, so I'll tell you a poshet ta'etze. I'll tell you that a person in Yom Tov, Tzmutar Achilas Arai, fine. But he wants to eat an achilas kva. So the mini wants to eat an achilas kva. So the achilas kva is kva. So mit rabbon and others, and he's a tevil. So now he has to be mafresh trumet. So I solved all the problems. So I have a hechetimtza. I feel according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, without all these hechetimtzes, the decision to eat an achilas kva will be materim. So now he's have to be mafresh trumet. The loshen leimashme came. It's even that mashme that is permitted achilas kva. The koy al achilas aroi. The whole machloikis Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the rabbonim is he still permitted achilas roi? Not permitted achilas aroi. Hichni shabar masma misa oichem amaroi upota alo masik lemayon bemlilis. Rabbi Mechayev meyaroi. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda upota meyaroi. But al kaponim kva kva tzicher osar kva osar. So what's the whole problem? What's the eitz according to Rabbi? Beyond it, how the islay bachnasosam lamlila zegeronon the gmar malach. Why? Because Rabbi holds that as soon as you bring it in the Melilas, this is the Goyren and the Gemar Meloche. So Tachtais was im kein nischaivu me esmel me Erev Yontev. So when he brought it in Erev Yontev, it became a chuyiv betebel. Im kein yochel hafrish beyontev. So on this kasha, the Shita Mekabetzis answers that Rashi learned that he brought it in Yontev. Who says, Taisvus understood that he brought it in Erev Yontev. So he says, what's the golden aglik according to Rabbi? According to Rabbi, he brought it in Erev Yontev. Good, so it's Mechuyiv Etevel, so it's Mechuyiv Erev Yontev. So he can't be Mafresh in Yontev. That's like if you made an Issa Erev Yontev, he can't be Mafresh in Yontev. So the Chiyiv Tevel became Erev Yontev. Zukte Shittim Kebet says, that's not Rashi Lerm Shat, that's how he learned the whole Rashi. That speaking about he brought it in Yontev, he brought the Shibolim in Yontev. So the mail was the chiv was chal and yontiv. Lachay nirali. Doha de koma. De koyin zakoyi baramosa. So Taisva says, punkfakat. Doha de koma de koyin zakoyi baramosa. Osi alibi de Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The poet, the king in the soul, Valdachna Sosan, Labzel, Geironon. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, if a person brought it in, Hushem Alilas. So, there's no, that's not called a Geiron, that's not Achnosa, that's Machayev. So, he brought it in Erev Yontov. So, what's the din? Nothing. It's still Mutter, Bachilas Aroi. So, bim kein ki molulom biyontes perish lechel kva. So, if we'll make melile, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, we'll make melile in yontes to make it eat an achilas kva, bolo chiyiv hashte. So now, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that from the bringing in of yesterday, you never became a chuyiv. If you once eat melilas. So the bringing of Yassi didn't become a chuyiv. So Baruch Hashem. So now we have a tzir that the chiyiv can be chal in yontev. That if he decided to be meilu melilas in yontev, so lechel achilas kva, so that brings with itself iser tabu mid rabbonim, and then will be hetera froshus tumen. Vimkain zakoi baramos. So according v'nahapachu. So according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. There's chal a chi of Havroshes Trume in Yontev, not before Yontev. Because when he brought it in Erev Yontem, Letzayach Malilis, there wasn't a chiv. It was Mutal Echel Memena Avoy. So now, his intention to make an Achilles Kva, that is Mechayev him in Trub. This is going according to Rebbe. That means, according to Rebbe, if he brought it in Erev Yontif, L'shem Alilis, so it became already Tevil. The Tvili Dach Nasosan Zui Geironim, so Memela became Tevil Erev Yontif, Oilem Litre Meyesmel, so you should have been Teire Meyesmel, so... And Kenyan is Akoy Baramos. According to Rebbe, since they became Tevil Min Atoire Erev Yontif, so there's no heter of Afroshes Trume in Yontif. You should be Mafresh Erev Yontif. So the Gemara adds, and the Gemara says, you know, according to Rebbe, we also have a Heche Timtze that the Chiyuv Afrosh will be Chal in Yontif. B'samach Kassin, the Rebbe Mashkachas Lo, and according to Taisus, it's very good that they brought it in L'Tzoyrech Ise. So according to Rebbe, Erev Yontif, there was not Chal Adin Tevil, because he wants to make... He wants to make Isa out of it. So Memel, there's no Gmar Malochia, and then he decides to be Melo Malilis. So Memel, so now you have an Achilles Kva. Now I want to make an Achilles Kva with Malilis. So Memel, so now he'll be Chayiv, but so now we have a Chiyuv Trume that was Chal in Yontif. So Memel, and so he should be permitted to be Mafreshit. That is how Taisvis learns. According to Taisvis, we don't have this Gebalde Kechidish of Rashi, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. According to Taisvis, the whole Indian, is that Bemerson, the Chiyiv Tevil is, that what he decides to make an Achilles Kva. So it's a Tevil de Rabbono. And the whole problem was, according to Rebbe, it became a Tevil min HaTeire, from Erev Yontif, when he brought it in. So the Gemara says, that's only if he brought it in L'shem Alilis. If he brought it in Erev Yontif, L'shem Isis, it never became a Tevil Darabona. So it was Mutter. It was Mutter Tir Achilles Arai. So the minute he makes an Achilles Kva, that gives it, now it has a Teres Tevil Midarabona. And then he's chayv to be Mafrish. And he's permitted to be Mafrish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye. Now, so we hear here a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. If a person brings in Shibolim l'shem Malila, does it become a Tevil d'Araisa? That's what Rabbi holds. And Rabbi Yossi holds it doesn't become a Tevil d'Araisa because you need a achnosa labayis l'shem dogon. That's not called dogon. So Abaye said, this whole machlokes is b'shibolim. Avol b'kitniyis divrei hakol asur yoso tivlo. But by kitniyis, you'll bring in a bundle of kitniyis. So there, afilo Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it becomes tevil d'araisa, if he intends to be Melo Melilis. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Machlekes b'shibolim, Bahanuhu de potter Rabbi Yossi, you know why? The Rubon ledisha, by kitniyis, most of the times it is used, Machlekes b'shibolim, Bahanuhu de potter Rabbi Yossi, there Rabbi Yossi pater, yeah, b'shibolim, the Rubon ledisha. Because Reiv of Shibolin is the Megdisha. The Ein Goronon and the Goyren of Shibolin, of Reiv Shibolin, is Elobi Meruach. Because that's the Shimush of Shibolin. Avol Kidney is, Yesh B'nei Odom Harbe Shein Choyftim Oysan Yachad. They don't make a whole Kree by Kidneys. Elokideg De Rosom. They just, a mesak and they process a small amount at a time. Lefichach achnososon bachavilim sel grono. So memele, if you bring in a bundle of kidneys, which you won't make a whole geirin, but that's the geirin. That is how it is used. So memele, so there, Rabbi Yosef ben Meida, that the hachnosa of a bundle of kidneys is called a gvar meloche, and you'll be chayv, and it has a shame tablet. So the Gemara leime misayelei, so bring you a raya to a bayish tiktay. We learned, misha oyelei chavilei talson shel tevel. A person had bundles of talson of tevel. Areize koisesh. So now it says what he does to, how he's mafrish the trume, my mafrish trume. Areize koisesh. So here, first of all, you have chavili talson shel tevel. So we see already you have talson shel tevel, and it's chavilim. So we see chavilim is not a kri. So if I say by chavilim, you also can have a musig of tevel. Areize kaisish, so he's kaisishet, umechashev, then he makes a chesben, kama zera yeshbem. How much zera, this talson, was a type of a kidney is, was a spice. So he's mechashev kama zera yesh behen. How much zera there is in the, kama zera yesh behen, how much zera there is in these talson. Umafrish ala zera, and he's mafrish ala zera, ve'enei mafrish al ha'etz. He's not mafresh al ha'etz. That means that the talson, there was roim, and then there was the pad of the talson, and he only has to be mafresh on the zroim, and he doesn't have to be mafresh on the eitz, the chelik of the talson, which is an eitz ba'alma, even though it also is tam eitzei per yeshove. It also could be used as a spice. There's no chiyuv afroshes trume on the eitz. So memele, so we see from over here that by chavilim, there's an inyan of tevel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, talson min kidney yesu, huma'at noisnim bekderi, you put in a little bit into the kdera, litain tam, it's a type of a spice, of a tablet. Koiseish, Zed derech dishos, and that is the disha of this, you kaisish it. Umachashev mo'emid, and you cheshben out more or less how much zroim they are in this talson. Vein mafrish ala eitz, ein soich la hafrish min akashim. The kashim of the talson, you don't have to be mafrish. It means they also could be used as a spice. There's no chiyuv maisres on the eitz. It's only on the garen, on the zroich. Now, midiktoni chavilim shel tevel, but we're speaking about chavilim. We're speaking about bundles of tevel. Alma, so we see from here, asur yoso tivlo. So we see from over here that there's a shayach, a musig of tevel by bundles. Now, how do we have tevel by bundles? According to Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda says the only inyan of tevel is if there was arias pnei abayis letzoyrich to make a kri. Not samazay bundles. Bundles is not called a digun that makes arias pnei abayis. And here we see nitazay. So it's a raya to a baya that kitnius is different. My love, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehudi, the Omar Hosom Loitivlo, by Shibolim, he said, it doesn't become tevel, because there the Shimush Ha'olam is most of the people, the Machne Shibolim, they make a kri, so there the Gmar Moloch, the Digan is Asiyas Akri. But Hocho, since many people do not make a kri by kidneys, is ocha tivle. So we see a raya to a baye, that if you according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, chavilin will become tevel by kidneys. So the Gemara says, Loi Rebbe, no, it's not Rai, it could be this Parais is going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe holds a full by Shibolim, it becomes Tevil. So Memele, so this is going according to Rebbe. In fact, the Gemara, I Rebbe, if we're speaking according to Rebbe, my Irie Talson. So what is he telling us, Talson? Now, Talson, we said the Steger is that the people don't make a Kri. So why Rebbe is telling us by Talson it becomes Tevil? Afilu Shibolim Nami. So say a bigger Kiddush, that Shibolim is Tevil. Why does he mention Talson? Afilu Shibolim Nami. So the Gemara asks, Elamai Rabbi Yesu. So okay, we'll say that you're right. And it's a Raya Tabaya. Elamai Rabbi Yesu Rabbi Yehuda. Lishmin and Shamin and Kitni is the Koshke in Talson. So why do you speak about Talson? Talson, Shamin and Kitni is Harbi B'nai Odom, don't make a Kri. Good. But Talson, most people don't make a Kri. It's not only Harbi B'nai Odom. So if Abaye is correct, that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is moide by kidneys, so why did he chap on Talson? Let him chap on kidneys. Mechosh came Talson. So al kochoch, Talson is not coming to tell us a chiddush in Tevil. The telling us a chiddush in Tevil should have told us kidneys, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The telling us a chiddush in Tevil, according to Rabbi, it should have told us shibole. Ela Talson is tzrichalei. Salkit, it could be it's going according to Rebbe. He's not telling us a chiddush that becomes Tevil. Salkidai tachamina hoyul v'tam eitzoy upiryei shove lifroish namia eitzoy. I would think there's a chiyav hafrosha also on the eighth. The eighth is also a tavlin. So yimachuyev to be mafrish on the eighth of the talson. It's kamash melon. So that's the chiddush of this barais. It's not telling us a chiddush in Hilchas Tevil. It's going according to Rebbe Take, so when Mele, so it's Poshet that it's Tevil, Afilu Shibolim at Tevil, Kosh Ken Talson, not telling us a Chiddush in the Hafroshe, that Hafroshe you only have to make from the Zroim and not from the Eitz, even though the Eitz is Tam Eitzei Epil Yeshav. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Lishmin and Shamin and Kitnius, the Toblo Bechavili, Afropi Shaharbe Oisimem Kriya Miruah. Vchoskin Talson, Shunoisne Mat Bekteira Lamasik Vnoisne Be'etzai. That means that even though many people make a Kriya Miruah, that's by kidneys, but by Talson, they zicha don't make it, it's only used, Mat Mat. Ela Talson, it's zichale Garcin and Loilam Rebbe, he, Buadin Lishibolim. So here there's no raya to abaye that by kidney is everyone is moided it becomes tevil. Here it could be it's going according to Rebbe, and the chiddush is that there's no chiyav afchosha on the egg.